Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Wow, what a start to a little March Madness. Hoosier Hysteria style, all three Monroe County quintets survive and advance to semifinal Friday. Junior guard Andrew Behrens driving right baseline deuce with 4.3 seconds left gave seven-time sectional champ Bloomington South a thrilling 44-42 win over Martinsville. His only 2 points of the night, playing for the injured Brock Kincaid, who twisted his left ankle in the second quarter and did not return. And it was the only field goal by either team in the fourth quarter, as South held Martinsville to 0 for 6 from the field and just 4 points in posting its 18th win of the season. In Game 1, the 13th-ranked Cougars of North hit the 20-win plateau, first time in 18 years, 48-37 over Columbus East. 13 straight, 20-3 now, headed into its rematch of the Conference Indiana title game with Columbus North at 6 o'clock Friday night. J.Q. Roberts up big with 22 points and 17 rebounds. Out at Edgewood, Caden Huttenlocker tossed in 25 as Edgewood moved to 12-13 and moved to semifinal Friday at Edgewood at 6 against 20-3 Brownstown Central. They win at 65-57. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, I'm certainly not going to change what I've been emphasizing here the last two games. React, respond. Mike Woodson's Hoosiers have certainly done that. Beating Maryland, beating Minnesota, Xavier Johnson, back-to-back 24-point games and a lot more. Got a big lift from Rob Phinisee, back in the lineup with 8 points at Minnesota after missing 7 games. Hidden key tonight versus Rutgers? Well, as Coach Mike put it to us Tuesday after practice.
I mean, it's huge. You know, we went through a stretch where we were closing games with Rob and X on the floor and winning, which was kind of nice. But, I haven't been able to get back to that here of late because Rob has been out. Frees X up a lot more because he knows now he can stay aggressive. We got away with it in the Maryland game. You know, X picked up 2 fouls early, and hell, we really had nowhere else to go.
Well, he does now, in case that happens. Both X and Rob, too, with their defensive skills, hope to make it 3 straight for Indiana, taking care of Ron Harper Jr. and G.O. Baker. Must win? Yes. React and respond? You bet. Let's dial it up again. Big Ten Network at 7 o'clock. Mark Boyle's pregame along the airwaves at 6:30 tonight. The Pacers down in Orlando. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.